Farmers today are facing rising costs, volatile markets, and extreme weather. The A Better Way to Farm podcast digs into strategies to help you take control of farm inputs and maximize profit so your farm can thrive for generations. Remember to take advantage of our free resources at abetterwaytofarm.com. Now, from America's heartland, here's your host.
Hey guys, Rod here at A Better Way to Farm. Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast. We're excited to have you be a part and to get to be a little part of your life. Guys, as always, we have a lot of things we want to talk about. Today, we're really lucky because we have a guest that's here to help us and talk about his experience and just kind of share some of the things that he has done. And I think you're going to find this very informative. And I think it might be someone who you all can really relate to and say, hey, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at and how I feel. So without further ado, I want to introduce my really good friend from over in Central Illinois. Greg, thank you for taking time to be on the podcast with us today.
Hi, Rod. Thanks. It's nice to be here with you.
You know, it's interesting. I've only known you for a little over a year, maybe a year and a half. It's been a lot of fun to get to know you and to see all the things that we're doing here. So let's dive in and talk about, first of all, where are you at? Where do you farm at, Greg?
Okay, so we're East Central Illinois. We are, St. Joseph is my hometown. We farm in Champaign and Vermilion County, which is pretty close to the Indiana state line. We're about 30 minutes away from Indiana.
Sure. Talk to us about the soil that you have over there. What soil types have you got?
As people like to tease us about, you know, we do have pretty good dirt over here. A lot of Drummer Flanagan soils. You know, we've had some, there are areas where we have some a little tougher CECs, but overall, this is a very good fertile area, a lot of prairie soils.
Yeah, I've offered to buy your farm, but you don't seem to think that my offers are adequate. I don't really understand that, but it's fine. So, Greg, talk to us. What were you doing for fertility before you started working with A Better Way to Farm?
So, Rod, we'd been doing literally, and that's, I'll just preface by saying, that's one of the things that attracted me to just to taking a look at A Better Way to Farm and their team is because I'd been doing the same thing fertility-wise, basically, with the P&K since, you know, the early to mid-80s when I started farming and was just looking for, felt like we'd hit a plateau yield-wise and wanted to try some new techniques and put a different twist on it. And that's just kind of how we, so a lot of dry spread. We did go to grid samples years ago, like everybody else did, you know, in the industry, but just wanted to look for something different to step it up.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate that. Talk to us about your yields. I know you have good yields. You were very successful before you met us. What kind of yields were you pulling on corn, Greg?
You know, we would get the, honestly, we'd get the occasional farm in the 250s. There is a lot of, you know, very dry year. Last year, we had a lot of 230 something to 240 bushel corn. And it just seems like we plateaued there a lot. You know, drainage is our biggest limiting factor, but we just can't seem to get over the hump of consistently growing really good yields, taking it to the next level.
I totally understand. What about soybeans? What were you looking at there?
Soybeans have gotten better over the years. You know, a lot of beans in the 70s, it just depends on, of course, depends on the weather. We've had some really bad beans in 2019 and 2020 when we had a lot of too much rain. We like to be in the 80s consistently.
Yeah, I totally understand. You know, and it's funny because I keep hearing on the markets, they say that rain makes grain. And I've been involved in a couple of years when what rain did was made a lot of mud and hurt the yields. So that doesn't always hold true. When did you start working with us?
I believe I reached out in the fall of 22, November of 22, if I remember correctly. Saw the videos, some videos on Facebook and kind of started watching those a little bit and then just and reached out and was contacted. We kind of went from there.
Beautiful. And the first thing you did was to go to one of our fundamentals of agronomy training.
Yes, I did. I went to the fundamentals of agronomy in Indianapolis in January, late January of 23.
Excellent. What did you like about the program?
Literally everything, Rod. I didn't know what to expect. And I have been, like I said, I've been in this, you know, farming for a long time now and been in the industry, so to speak, with our seed business. That fundamentals of agronomy meeting by far was the best, most informative 2 days of agronomy fundamentals that I've ever been to. And I've been to a lot of them. And it was really, it really got me enthused and really got me thinking on how can we change things to do better.
You know, and I think that's one of the biggest things we talk, Greg, a lot that I mean, we don't obviously, not everyone that listens to us is a client. Not everyone do we get to work with or meet, but we hope that as a result of the podcast that we make people think. I think that's probably one of the things that happened in Indianapolis, and I'm excited about that, and I'm glad you embraced that. So as you launch going forward, what did you change? You came out of the fundamentals of agronomy. What did you go home and do?
Well, the first thing I did is I went home and I bought a hands-on agronomy book that Neil Kinsey has out. I just started researching and diving into this thing and, okay, what else can I learn? Is this, you know, I kind of wanted to, I took the 2 days and just kind of took it forward, just trying to say, gosh, can this be, you know, is this right? You know, and just lots of research, had a lot of fun and really learned a lot of things once I dived into the fertility scene. And so we went out and we tested maybe four of our farms last year, right after the fundamentals of agronomy 2 day, and sent in soil tests and went with the program through Midwest Labs and went with that on four of our farms last year.
Talk to me, what did you learn from those tests? What, you know, it's a lot, probably a lot of different information that you didn't get before. Tell us, what did you learn from doing those tests with Midwest with us?
So I learned that I was very short, like I think we are in this part of the world everywhere, very short on sulfur, very short on boron, available manganese very low. The magnesium to potassium ratios are out of whack. We're very high mag. That's just the way we are around here. Never had anybody really put that together for me to show the relationship. So that was the biggest thing I learned out of these soil tests.
So you learn what you really had, then you learn kind of how to farm around it more or less. You know, obviously, it's one of those deals where people think they want to fix it. And Greg, I've been very, you know, very upfront with you. And in our training process, a lot of that we're never going to fix. We're never going to fix that magnesium to potassium ratio that you have, because it's just what God gave us. But you can farm around it with a high K starter. Talk to us about the results. Obviously, if you're coming back for another year, tell us what you saw that brought you back to do it again.
So we were very pleased last year with what we saw using the scripted program. We were very dry here last year, very dry. And I, the soybeans especially, Rod, impressed me the way they just kept growing through that dry June and at late May and June. And I would put the corn the same way. We're just, overall plant health looked fantastic. I can tell you at harvest, the thing I probably noticed the most is it really tended to bring our lower yielding areas, brought them up more. We had more uniformity throughout the field and was really pleased with that.
You know, it's funny, Greg, I worked with a lot of people and it's fun to grow 300 or 350 or 360 or whatever, and make no mistake, we're all about, I mean, our tagline is increasing yields and improving profits. And I want to do that. But for a farm average, if all we do is tighten up the yield curve, and that's what you're talking about, and that's what we say we're going to do, we tighten up that yield curve, we bring those lowest numbers up. And as we all know, you can have 3 100s and a zero, and that doesn't make that average very good. But if you got 3 100s and a 60, that's a whole lot better. And so, you know, from an average standpoint, that's one of the things that we do. Greg, I want to backtrack a minute here. You know, when you left home to go to Indianapolis for the first time, what were you looking for?
All right, well, looking for a different way to get out of the same cycle where we just repeatedly dumping on potash and phosphorus and testing every 4 years, and really just looking to manage this thing overall better is what I was hoping for when I, you know, when I went there.
So you went over there, you found that. When you came back home, did you have starter on your planter, Greg, already?
You know, yes, we did, Rod. Luckily, some of the things that were talked about at the 2 day fundamentals, we had already implemented with we had liquid on the planter. We are split applying nitrogen. A lot of things we had some pretty good stuff in place, but this really took those things to a better level, in my opinion.
Greg, I often tell guys that are out there listening and they're trying to decide, you know, do I want to call these guys or not? Do I want to get involved? And I encourage them to call just and ask questions. But I look at this and I think that the big advantage that we do is you were doing the right thing. You were headed that way, but you're trying to figure it out on your own. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And after completing that 2-day fundamentals of agronomy session, I've never been exposed to that type of agronomic advice before. Maybe somewhere there is, but we just don't see that in the marketplace. And that was something that just totally impressed me and really, really helped me.
Sure. One of the things I think is that I tell the guys, we can cut 15 years off your learning curve. You know, we've been doing this at A Better Way to Farm for 32 growing seasons, and we've made a lot of mistakes, and there's really no reason to go testing and trying. I'm all for testing and trying stuff and new things, but there's no reason for Greg to retest what we've already done. And so I hope we jumped your program forward several growing seasons. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would definitely, because I would have never figured this part of things out. I mean, it's just so well laid out. The plan is there. The roadmap is there. I don't know if I would have ever got to that level on my own.
Talk to us, Greg, about what are you doing this year? Last year you did 4 farms. What's it look like in your farm operation this year working with us?
Okay. So we tested everything this fall. So some of our farms have 2 years worth of testing. This past fall, November, December, we tested every acre, got the soil samples sent into Midwest Labs on all those acres, and we are implementing the full recommendations and program from Midwest Labs through A Better Way to Farms team. So we're going to run that program exactly how it is scripted, and really looking forward to doing that on every acre. We farm about 1,300 acres, so it's a kind of an average size farm in this part of the world, and we're really excited about getting that kicked off over every acre this year.
And we're excited for you. You know, you was talking about the fact that when it was so dry, you saw your crop just keep growing. And that's one of the advantages. When you put down a complete nutrient package, you get more of a drought tolerance or a drought resistance. You can still burn up, but it's astounding how that crop will stay green and keep growing when we do the right things. Did you see that in corn and beans, or just in beans last year, Greg?
Corn and beans both, but for some reason, honestly, it just seemed a little more visible to me on the soybean side. Why I don't know. Those beans just never quit growing. And couldn't have been happier.
Us either. We're super excited about that. We love getting a chance to work with you. You got to come up to Ames there and come over into Iowa. I see you're wearing your orange shirt today. The listeners can't hear that, but I'm deeply saddened by it.
Yeah, we like to have a little fun with the college sports here, back and forth between us and our friends in Iowa. And then Illinois got put to bed pretty good here a week ago. So
I hear you. Right now, I think half the country's a Hawkeye women's basketball fan. I hope they are, but nonetheless,
I think so.
We're cheering for them. But yeah, we enjoy that. We enjoy the time together. Talk to us. What do you like most about working with the team? Come off of the products and the system. Let's talk about working with the team. What do you like about that?
Well, the Better Way to Farm team is just a really good group of people to work with because, number one is the culture they have. It's fantastic. Everybody's helpful. If you have questions, they always get answered. You know, the resources, I'm always asking questions. I talk to you, I talk to, you know, Charles and Tyler, whoever. And the resources are fantastic when it comes to nitrogen decisions, fertility decisions. I've just never been able to work with a team like that. It's very, very pleasing.
You know, one of the things that I love is that we have assembled a team of like-minded people who are not satisfied with the status quo, but you get the chance at these 2-day trainings to sit down with just other farmers, not salesmen, but other farmers who are just saying, I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't want to do it the same old way. And now all of a sudden you have this network of people that you can bounce ideas off of. And I find great value in that. You know, Greg, you've also made the decision basically to move from client or customer into the distributor side of that. What prompted you? Why did you decide you wanted to move into the distribution as well as the client stage?
Well, after working with the team for a while, I saw what kind of people I was working with here. And let me add something else to why I like this team is the positive attitudes that you get every day from everybody on this team, which is really good. as you know, Rod, and some of the, maybe a few of the people listening here, you know, we have Millsview Ag Services. We've had a seed business here for a little over 30 years now. I thought, started working with you guys, and I thought, well, I want to take this another step farther. There's some of my customer base, some of the people here in the surrounding area. Maybe, you know, maybe they're looking for something a little different. Maybe there's some things that we can pass on to them to help them in their operation. And it didn't take me long to figure out that this team was the ones to work with when it comes to offering something like that to my customer base.
Yeah, we're always excited to help people. You know, probably, I'm going to guess 85 to 90% of our people, Greg, they want to use the products and they want to farm. We're excited about that. About 10% move over into distribution as well. And we're always excited to help people make that link or that leap if they want to, so that they can develop some off the farm income. This isn't on the list of questions. You know, Karen dictates a lot of what I do here, and a big shout out to everything that Karen does for the team. But I want to go off script for a second. Greg, give a young guy out here, he's come back from college, he's 20 something. Him and his dad are trying to figure out how to make enough cash to let him farm full time with the operation. What would you say to that young man about the opportunity here to market products with us and develop a non-farm income?
I think for the right person, it's got to be, it's got to be a fit for you, but there's definitely opportunity there with the Better Way to Farm team to use those products, then in turn be a part of the distribution of those products and help your customers, your neighbors, whoever it may be to do a better job. I think when you're helping people do a better job, there's all kinds of opportunities can open up for you if you're wanting to put in the time and the effort to do it.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, we're drawn to the end here. And the last question that we have off of the list here is this. What are you most looking forward to this season?
Oh, good question. Just to get started again, I can't wait to get in and get on the planter, on the tractor and planter, and get this thing rolling and then watch this crop. We're excited about the system we're using. I'm always excited about a new season to try to grow. I want to grow the best crop I've ever grown this year. So that's what we're planning on doing.
Oh, that's exciting. You know, I think that's the thing of hope, that for a farmer, it's just every year, you know, it's that hope, that anticipation of the next growing season. And, you know, 2025 will start somewhere in the middle of 24 here. We'll start planning and thinking and watching and praising God for what happens in 24, but then we're going to start making plans and tweaking and saying, okay, and this is how we're going to improve in 25. And I think that's one of the best things about what we do and why I love agriculture so much. Any closing thoughts, anything you'd like to say to our listeners out there as they hear the podcast today?
Yeah, I would just tell people, like, and I'll back up here just a shade. We're, like I said, an average size family farm here in central Illinois, 13 to 1400 acres, somewhere in there. But we really have embraced this system. We like it. And I think if guys are looking for a better way, pardon the pun there, but I think it's something, if you're wanting to change something up in your system, reach out to this team and you're going to get some really good ideas, some good advice. Go to the Fundamentals 2-day training, and I think it will really help your operation.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Greg. And I look forward to getting to see you in a lot more meetings and getting to spend time with you and the boys and your wife. And it's just a lot of fun to do those things. I'll even come back to the University of Illinois and do another meeting, maybe. Who knows? But I probably will wear yellow, just so you know. But anyhow, guys, I appreciate you tuning in today to the episode. It's always an honor to have you taking part with us. And, you know, we love what we do. You can always get me with a text or message at 641-919-1206. We will call you back, or we will answer. But if we don't answer, we'll be right back in touch. We appreciate you guys very much. Thanks for listening. We look forward to talking to you soon. And we really do hope you're having a better day.
You're listening on the Verbal Crowd Network. Find more great shows at verbalcrowd.com.